Hello and welcome to another episode of Fit Talk with Coach Sheba. In today's episode, I will be discussing two specific grips that are used for deadlifts. So now to give you a disclaimer, now each person varies from another and it's a personal choice. The grip is also a personal choice. So you will need to experiment both the grips under various loads for you to see which one's comfortable or effective for you. Okay, so now I'm only going to explain to you what these two grips are and how each of them works, but what works for you is purely personal. Okay, so now let's go into what the two grips are. The first one is a mixed grip where you're mixing a pronated and a supinated grip. A prone grip is when your hand is above the bar and your palm is holding the bar from above. And a supine grip is when your hand is below the bar and your palm is holding the bar from below the bar. So the two grips mixed together is called a mixed grip. Now, if you ask me which hand should be which, that's again personal. So for most people, the dominant hand is supine because you can grip better from under the bar. But again, it's very personal. It just depends on which one's comfortable for you and which gives you good security in the grip. So that's a mixed grip. What is a true grip is when both your hands are pronated, which means both your hands are from above the bar and your palm is holding the bar from above. Okay, so now these are the two kind of grips. Now, when is a mixed grip used and when is a true grip used? A mixed grip is largely used when the weight or the volume is really high. So when you're testing your 1RM and you're going heavy on weights, a mixed grip gives you a sense of security, or it helps you to grip the bar in a safer manner. So a mixed grip is largely used even in competitions, and when your load gets heavier, a mixed grip is used. But even otherwise, a mixed grip usually gives you a sense of security when you're holding the bar. It keeps the symmetry somewhat in place, and also your pulling action is very, very steady when you use a mixed grip. So now let me explain the true grip before we go on to saying what else a mixed grip could do. In a true grip, what happens is you use it mostly for volume work, and in competitions, if somebody is using a sumo deadlift, then I've seen more competitors using a true grip for sumo rather than a mixed grip. That again depends from athlete to athlete and people's comfort level. But a true grip is usually used when you're doing volume work at lesser weight and you don't need a very a stiff grip to hold the bar. So a true grip is largely used when the weight is lesser, maybe 50% of your 1RM lesser, and your true grip works really well. For example, if you're using your true grip when you're testing a 1RM or you're competing, and at some point you feel like you're losing grip, you could lose your grip and the bar could just leave your hands. It's because you're holding the bar, both your hands are holding the bar from above. Whereas when you're using a true grip, you do have a good balance or a support from the supinated hand when you're pulling. So it gives you a good sense of security, it gives you a good sense of pulling power when you're using your both hands, as in prone and supine. So the true grip, when you start practicing, when you start pulling more loads, you will understand that the true grip may not be essentially very comfortable when you're lifting heavy loads. Whereas a mixed grip gives you a good sense of security when you pull also. You will be able to do that last bit of pull with that. When I'm talking about the grip strength, so when you have an imbalance, the mixed grip could be a side of a limitation, but having said that, it also works on your imbalances when you use the prone and supine, and you could experiment with different hands as a prone and supine to pull. So it will help you to understand your body better also. So in competitions, mostly people do use mixed grip, and even when you're lifting heavy loads, a mixed grip is fairly better than using a true grip. So again, when I say that the grips are purely personal, just like a squat stance or even the grip width, this is also personal. So try it out, try and see which grip works better for you and which grips helps you lift effectively and helps you pull more. With that, you'll be able to gauge which one works better for you. Even in your true grip, the hand that goes prone and the hand that goes supine also works wonders when you choose or when you understand which one actually pulls better. So in your lifts, try this and see how well this works for you in your lifts and how better you get and progress in your lifts also. Have fun lifting, and I'll be back with another episode and with another interesting topic next week. Bye-bye.